Today's reading begins in Job chapter 10, verse 1. Job 10, verse 1. I loathe my life. I will give free utterance to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. I will say to God, "Do not condemn me. Let me know why you contend against me. Does it seem good to you to oppress, to despise the work of your hands, and favor the designs of the wicked? Have you eyes of flesh? Do you see as man sees? Are your days as the days of man, or your years as a man's years, that you seek out my iniquity and search for my sin, although you know that I am not guilty, and there is none to deliver out of your hand? Your hands fashioned and made me, and now you have destroyed me altogether. Remember that you have made me like clay, and will you return me to the dust? Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? You clothed me with skin and flesh and knit me together with bones and sinews. You have granted me life and steadfast love, and your care has preserved my spirit. Yet these things you hid in your heart. I know that this was your purpose. If I sin, you watch me and do not acquit me of my iniquity. If I am guilty, woe to me. If I am in the right, I cannot lift up my head, for I am filled with disgrace and look on my affliction. And were my head lifted up, you would hunt me like a lion and again work wonders against me. You renew your witnesses against me and increase your vexation toward me. You bring fresh troops against me. Why did you bring me out of the womb? Would that I had died before an eye had seen me, and were as though I had not been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Then cease and leave me alone, that I may find a little cheer before I go, and I shall not return to the land of darkness and deep shadow, the land of gloomness like thick darkness, like deep shadow without any order, where light is as thick darkness. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, Should a multitude of words go unanswered, and a man full of talk be judged right? Should your babble silence men, and when you mock, shall no one shame you? For you say, My doctrine is pure, and I am clean in God's eyes. But oh, that God would speak and open his lips to you, and that he would tell you the secrets of wisdom, for he is manifold in understanding. Know then that God exacts of you less than your guilt deserves. Can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limit of the Almighty? Is it higher than heaven? What can you do? Deeper than Sheol? What can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes through and imprisons and summons the court, who can turn him back? For he knows worthless men. When he sees iniquity, will he not consider it? But a stupid man will get understanding when a wild donkey's colt is born a man. If you prepare your heart, you will stretch out your hands toward him. If iniquity is in your hand, put it far away, and let not injustice dwell in your tents. Surely then you will lift up your face without blemish. You will be secure and will not fear. You will forget your misery, you will remember it as waters that have passed away. And your life will be brighter than the noonday, its darkness will be like the morning. And you will feel secure because there is hope, and you will look around and take your rest in security. You will lie down, and none will make you afraid, many will court your favor. But the eyes of the wicked will fail, and all the way of escape will be lost to them, and their hope is to breathe their last. Then Job answered and said, No doubt you are the people, and wisdom will die with you. But I have understanding as well as you. I am not inferior to you. Who does not know such things as these? I am a laughingstock to my friends. I, who called to God and he answered me, a just and blameless man, am a laughingstock. In the thought of one who is at ease, there is contempt for misfortune. It is ready for those whose feet slip. The tents of robbers are at peace, and those who provoke God are secure, who bring their God in their hand. But ask the beasts, and they will teach you, the birds of the heavens, and they will teach you, or the bushes of the earth, and they will teach you, and the fish of the sea will declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of everything, and the breath of all mankind. Does not the ear test words, as the palate tastes food? Wisdom is with the aged, and understanding in length of days. With God are wisdom and might. He has counsel and understanding. If he tears down, none can rebuild. If he shuts a man in, none can open. If he withholds the waters, they dry up. If he sends them out, they overwhelm the land. With him are strength and sound wisdom. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leads counselors away stripped, and judges he makes fools. He looses the bonds of kings and binds a waistcloth on their hips. He leads priests away stripped and overthrows the mighty. He deprives of speech those who are trusted and takes away the discernment of the elders. He pours contempt on princes and loosens the belt of the strong. He uncovers the deeps out of darkness and brings the deep darkness to light. He makes nations great and he destroys them. He enlarges nations and leads them away. He takes away understanding from the chiefs of the people of the earth and makes them wander in a trackless waste. They grope in the dark without light, and he makes them stagger like a drunken man. So remember when his friends showed up, that his friends sat with him for 7 days without saying anything. Then they opened their mouth and began to speak. And perhaps during that 7 days, their presence might have been some measure of comfort for Job. But the words that they're speaking, they don't seem to be any comfort at all. In fact, if we take what Job is saying as a result of the things they say, then they're making matters worse. They're pushing Job down into this position in which he says, I'll give free utterance to my complaint and I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. Would that I had just not been born. And he basically asks this, well, makes this request of God. Let me find just a little bit more cheer before my days are gone. In other words, let me out of this sorrow for some short amount of time. And Job genuinely wants to know, if I've sinned, I want to know what it is. Job confesses his faith that he believes in the Almighty. He believes in the power of the Almighty. He believes in the fact that he sees everything and knows everything. But at the same time, he's saying, why am I in the midst of this? If it's because of sin on my part, I don't know what it is. And if it's not because of sin on my part, why are you not rescuing me? That's the question that Job is struggling with. At this point, Job is overwhelmed, and the more of this discourse that it goes through, the more difficult of a time Job is having in understanding or wrestling with the situation and the way that he feels within the situation. So, we'll pick up in chapter 13 with our next reading. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.